Hey everyone, and welcome to Northwoods. I'm Jason Lee, the pastor for Northwoods Online, and I'm so glad you've chosen to make our online service part of your weekend. We've just recently wrapped up our 11 Christmas services at the Peoria campus and saw well over 20,000 people attend and hundreds say yes to Jesus. As with many of you, our staff and volunteers have worked so hard this Christmas season, and now they're able to enjoy a little time with their friends and family as we host the entire church online this weekend. On behalf of our online campus staff and volunteer team, I want to welcome you to this weekend service. And since this might be your first time attending online, I wanted to take a couple of seconds just to help you get situated and ready to attend today's service. Before we get started, why don't you text or direct message or Snapchat or FaceTime or iMessage or Tweet or however you can invite someone to join you for today's service. We often hear stories about families who are able to attend Northwoods Online, even when they're geographically separated by different time zones. And maybe someone you know would attend church with you today just because you asked. So I encourage you to make that invitation now. During today's service, we'd love to get to know your name and where you're tuning in from. And you can do that in the chat at Northwoods Online or in the comments on Facebook Live. And if you're joining us today on Roku or Apple TV, grab your phone or your computer and join us in the conversation in your web browser by going to northwoods.online. And while you're attending today, our prayer volunteers are ready and willing to pray with you about whatever may be going on in your life. So feel free to use the live prayer button to be connected with one of our prayer volunteers in a private prayer chat. Lastly, we want you to enjoy today's service just like you're at one of our local campuses. And that may mean many different things for you, but feel free to stand up in your living room or sit in your comfy chair or turn up the speakers or just listen to the music quietly or sing out. Or jot down some notes during today's message. I'd love for you to connect with others in the chat, but most importantly, have a great time connecting with God during today's service. Well, it's about time to get things started, so enjoy the service because Northwoods Online starts now.
Ephesians 2 says that once we were dead in our trespasses and sins. We were spiritually dead with no ability to interact with or relate with a living God. But Ephesians 2 carries on and says, even though we were dead, God made us alive together with Christ Jesus. That just as Christ was raised from the dead, so God raised us with him to life. It's like when Jesus called Lazarus out of his grave. That's a picture of what happens to us when we put our faith in Jesus. We're raised to life. We come out of our grave at the sound of his voice because he's the God who brings the dead to life. As we sing this song, let's declare that truth of what Jesus has done for us.
I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my tomb till I met you. I was breathing but not alive. All my failures I tried to hide. It was my tomb. Out of the darkness, into your glorious
sin was heavy, but chains break at the weight of your glory. I needed shelter, I was an orphan. Now you call me a citizen of heaven. When I was broke,
Mark chapter 4, we read about a story when Jesus and his disciples are on a boat and they went out on the water and Jesus fell asleep and a storm came up and the disciples were very afraid and so they woke Jesus up and they said, "Don't you care that we could die in this storm?" And the Bible says that Jesus got up and he spoke to the wind and the waves and he said, "Peace, be still." And the storm was calm at the words of Jesus. And you know, if Jesus was able to calm a physical, real storm, how much more can he calm the storm that we feel inside in our hearts and our minds when we face difficult circumstances? I believe that God wants to give peace today, that he wants to speak calmness into your soul, into your heart. So all we need to do is listen to his voice. So as we sing these words that he spoke first, I believe he's going to increase our faith and he's going to pour out peace in this place. It's so good to be reminded of who God says we are when we believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior. You know, God says that we are chosen, that we are not forsaken, that we are His children. So let's receive that today with open hearts as we sing this out together.
He brought me in, oh, His love for me, oh, His love for me. Who the sun sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God, yes, I am. Realize He has ransomed me, His grace.
Who you say?
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it.
Surrounding me, let it break at your name. Still, call the sea to still, the rage in me to still, every wave at your name. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, breathe, call these bones to live, call these lungs to sing once again. I will pray.
Well, hey everyone, and welcome to Northwoods. I hope you all had a Merry Christmas and are looking forward to a Happy New Year. We're so glad that you are tuning in with us for these special online-only services this weekend. As a reminder, if you practice end-of-year giving, all gifts must be received or postmarked by December 31st in order to be credited to the 2018 calendar year. As always, the online giving tools are available 24/7 for your convenience. We want everyone to feel connected at Northwoods, and the beginning of the year can be a great time to make a commitment to getting connected and serving here at the church. So take your next steps towards membership, connection, and service with the four-step classes. These classes will expand your spiritual life no matter where you are on your journey. You'll learn the history of Northwoods, our beliefs and values, and even what being a member here means. These classes are available online or on campus. The new year is also a time when many of us choose to reflect on our lives and set new goals. At Regen, you will find a group of people who are ready to walk alongside you as you find freedom from life-controlling habits, relationship issues, or any other brokenness in your life. Regen is a biblical discipleship process that can enable healing, recovery, and freedom in your life. Regen meets every Wednesday night, and if you're ready to experience heart change this year, then don't wait any longer. Sign up at northwoods.church/recovery. This weekend, Pastor Cal will be sharing a preview of our annual 21 days of prayer and fasting. So we've created some very special resources to guide you through the fast, including daily devotional video lessons from Pastor Cal and worship videos featuring the Northwoods worship team. We've also been working hard on making all of these resources and more available on the newly updated Northwoods app. I encourage you to get the app if you haven't already for quick access to all the fasting resources right at your fingertips. So again, thanks so much for tuning in with us today. Sit back and enjoy the service.
Heavenly Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, creator of my creativity, my thoughts, my actions, my expressions. In the past year, my prayers have focused on being better, being bigger, achieving more, receiving more, being self-aware, self-confident, self-satisfied, and it's led me to be self-centered. In the midst of communicating my expectations, I forget to focus on your excellence. Remind me that this plan is much bigger than me. Align my spirit with your will. Use me. Guide me. Allow my heart to wrap around your plan, your desires, your expectations. Place me in the position, the exact position, to reach new heights, new levels of faith, of freedom, of fulfillment. God, it's time to be launched.
Hey guys, it's great to be with you today on the last weekend of December 2018. That's unbelievable. I hope you've had a great Christmas and are now excited about ringing in a new year tomorrow night. And man, the Christmas production has wrapped up for another year, and what a production it was. I look forward to sharing with you next weekend some of the things God did, the numbers of people who were here, as well as how many people said yes to Jesus through this year's production. But it was fantastic. And then this is the first time I've had the opportunity to officially congratulate all of you Chicago Bear fans for your successful season. You know, I'm not one to make excuses, but if you'll go back and look at the tape of the Bears-Packers game from last Sunday, Aaron Rodgers missed four passes where our receivers had your defensive backs burned for touchdowns. So the way I see it, we should have won by 21 points. But again, I've learned that the better team doesn't always win, and that you've got to be gracious in defeat. Guys, I'm trying. Congratulations, all right? I'm sorry I had to play with you a little bit. And do you know someone even had the gall to send me this shirt right here? Can you believe that? Like I'm supposed to wear this? Now, look, I'm going to root for you, but I'm not going to be wearing this. So, Jake, here you go. Merry Christmas. Now, regardless of how our football season turns out, we always have to be reminded that there are some things in life more important than football. And so right now, I want to prepare you to think about what you would love to see God accomplish in your life in 2019. What are you hoping for, praying for, dreaming about, and asking God to do in 2019? And again, This year, we're going to give God the first fruits of our year by undertaking a time of fasting and prayer right from the start, because as I've said before, if the first is blessed, so is the rest. We want to invite God's blessing on the entire year by planting 21 days of fasting and prayer at the beginning, and I believe this can set the course for your entire year. So I want to use this weekend as a time to prepare and get you thinking about the upcoming fast so that we're ready to roll right into the series next weekend when we come back together, because we've already done a little bit of planning. Now, each year as the old year is winding down, I try to set aside time to reflect on the coming new year and ask God for a word or a sense of what he wants to do in the new year. And this year I sensed in my spirit, it's launch time. I sense God saying, I want to launch you to some new levels in some areas of your life, and not just incrementally. I believe this is going to be a year of rapid gains, some suddenlies where what you have prayed about and hoped for and labored for will suddenly come to fruition in your life. I believe God is saying, I want to propel you forward in some new ways. And as I was thinking about that phrase, it's launch time, as a title for this series, I began to chuckle when I reflected on the fact that it's only one letter removed from lunchtime. So it's only appropriate as we prepare for a time of fasting that we think of giving up a lunchtime so we can experience a launch time. And I'm excited for this series because when we begin next week, we've again put together 21 devotional topics, one for each day of the fast, and our worship team has put together some great music to help stimulate your time with God each day. This year, I took 21 different references to fasting in the Bible to help us understand why people in the Bible fasted and what fasting can do for us in our day. So I think you'll enjoy the devotional aspect of each day, and I'm looking forward to that study with you. But as we approach these 21 days, I want to help you prepare for launch time. Because just as astronauts don't just show up at launch time, throw on a spacesuit, jump in the spaceship, and take off, so there are some things we can do in advance to prepare for launch so that we're ready to launch when God wants to take us to new levels. See, God does more with a prepared people than he does with people who don't care. So I want to look at 6 secrets to launch power that can help fuel a launch time in your life. And I've put these in a little acrostic that spell launch, L-A-U-N-C-H. And the L is the secret of listening. And by this, I'm referring to developing a regular habit in your life of listening to the Word of God by reading and reflecting on his Word every day. Over and over again in the Gospels, Jesus would say, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." He was saying the secret to a blessed life is within reach of all, but it will only be experienced by the one who listens. Many hear, but few listen. And so earlier this year, I referenced 4 levels of listening that I learned about on my trip to Egypt this summer. Level 1 listening is hearing the sound of someone's voice. If I say to my son, "I'd like you to mow the lawn today," the fact that he heard the sound of my voice is level 1. He knows I said something, but I have no idea yet if he heard me. Level 2, you understand what was said. So I might ask him, "Did you hear what I said?" He says, "Yes." "Well, what did I say?" "Oh, you said you'd like me to mow the lawn today." That's level 2. He understands what I said. Level 3 is having an emotional connection or response to what was said. This is where my son thinks to himself, "You know, whether I feel like mowing the lawn today or not is really not the issue. Dad said he'd like me to do it, so therefore it would probably be good if I mow the lawn." See, that's another level of connection, because now you're thinking about what was said and you're making conclusions about why you should or shouldn't do what was said. And then level 4, you do what was said. Now, when Jesus said, "He who has an ear to hear, let him hear," he was looking for level 4 listeners. This is what James was getting at in James 1, 22 to 24, when he says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, do what it says." He's saying, don't be a mere level 1 to 3 listener, be a level 4 listener and do what God says. That's the only listening that matters. He goes on, "Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like." Now, I'm going to guess that some of you gathered there in your homes with your family today probably took a look in the mirror and didn't bother to fix what you look like when you got out of bed today. And that's okay, because you weren't going anywhere. But am I right? You wouldn't have been caught dead that way had you come to church this morning. Man, you would have fixed yourself up till you were looking fine and then showed up here in all your glory. That's what God's saying we're to do when we look in the mirror of his word. Listen to what the Word is telling you and fix what it's reflecting back to you. And James says in verse 25, but the one who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he's heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. Now, there's a great promise for 2019. Do you want to be blessed in what you do? It begins with level 4 listening. And why is that so important? Because God won't launch you if you won't listen. In fact, it would be dangerous to launch someone to new heights of power and responsibility unless their lives are grounded in and guided by the Word of God. So the most important thing you can do is develop your listening plan, not just for the 21 days, but for the entire year. Select a time, a place, come with a pad and pen, and sit down to glean from God's Word. And if you need a Bible reading plan, there's one on the screen that you can use to read through the Bible. And then I would encourage you to make use of a reflection plan as well. Use the SOAP method I've taught you before. The S stands for Scripture, so you select the portion of Scripture that is spoken to you. The O stands for observation. You write down reflections from the text. What is God saying to me through this passage? The A stands for application. Write out an application about how this applies to your life. Today I will do this as a result of what I have read. And then the P stands for prayer. Form a prayer out of the Scripture. Now, I'd rather you spend 15 minutes in that kind of reflection with a short portion of Scripture than that you read a massive amount of Scripture with no time for reflection. Now, if you read through the Bible, do your reading, then select a portion that spoke to you the most and have a time of interaction with it. This coming Tuesday morning, you're going to awaken to a new year. Why not make it a point as the first business of the new year and every day thereafter to set aside a time of reading, reflecting, and listening to God's Word? The power for a fresh launch in your life will be fueled by listening to the Word of God each day. That's secret number one, listening. Be a level 4 listener. That's the L. The A is the secret of alignment. There are desires God has placed in your heart, dreams he has given you, doors he wants to open for you as you ask him by faith to open those doors. But it's the asking and preparing to receive from God. That's where we bump into the secret of alignment. So the Bible says in James 4 and verse 2, you do not have because you do not ask God. So the secret to receiving from God is first of all asking. But then James speaks to the alignment of our motives, our hearts, our minds, our desires with the will of God. He goes on to say in verse 3, when you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your own pleasures. He's saying that if your motives are out of line with God's will, you're not going to receive what God would otherwise give you. John 15:7 says, if you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This passage is referring to our alignment. See, I'm walking in intimate connection with God. My life is being lived in accordance with his word. My asking and my motives are in line with his will, and therefore I receive what I ask for in prayer. So when we refer to living in alignment with God, it means that I bring myself to the best of my ability into harmony with what I know his word says. See, it's ludicrous to ask God to bless you and to answer your prayers when you are living in direct misalignment with his word. I see this all the time in relationships, and I'm not saying this to shame anyone, but to help you. Let's say young dating couples. God asks you to trust him and honor his word in your dating relationships by keeping yourself sexually pure. See, when you're asking him to bless your relationship and you're asking him for his perfect will concerning your mate, but then you're sleeping around with the one you're currently dating, you're not trusting God. You're doing things your way and expecting God to bless it. No, come into alignment with his word. You cannot live in sin and expect to reap the benefits that come through obedience and holiness. Let's say you're trusting God for a new job, but you're sloughing off and giving less than your best where you currently are. You're out of alignment. I just hope that during this fast, you'll ask God to show you any place where you're out of alignment with his will so that in coming into alignment, you can experience the launch he wants to give you. So it's the secret of listening, the secret of alignment. The you is the secret of understanding. The Bible says in Ephesians 5, verses 15 and 16, be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. understand what the Lord's will is. Yes, he has a specific will for you and assignments he wants you to fulfill, and the Spirit of God will give you understanding in that. But I think what God is saying here is start by putting into practice what you already understand to be his will, and in doing so, he will give you greater revelation and understanding. What are some of the things we already understand to be his will? Well, there are at least three mentioned in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 18. He says, "Be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Here in this passage, Ephesians 5:18 to 21 mentions others. Fourthly, don't get drunk or come under the influence of anything that leads to sensual indulgence. 5, be filled with the Spirit. 6, speak God's word to others. 7, sing and make music in your heart. 8, always give thanks for everything. 9, submit to others out of reverence for Christ. In other words, don't always demand your way. And then let me give you another one so we have an even 10. Forgive others. But here's the point of what I'm saying. If you will begin to practice what you do understand of the Lord's will, you can then pray with confidence for the Lord to give you greater revelation. God's word offers us a prayer that we can pray for ourselves in Colossians 1 and verse 9, and we can expect God to answer. And that prayer is that God may fill you with the knowledge of his will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. God wants to release greater spiritual wisdom and understanding to you so that it will fuel a fresh launch in your life. Start with listening, focus on aligning, pray for greater understanding while practicing what you already understand of his will. That leads to the end, and that is the secret of nearness. James 4:8 says, "Come near to God and he will come near to you." The reality for each one of us is that we're as near to God as we have chosen to be. He doesn't play favorites. He gives each of us the opportunity to draw near or to stay as far away as we want to. But I want you to know, if God is going to launch you into something greater, it will be predicated upon your drawing nearer to him. And so I'm just advocating for developing a secret place with God where you're committed to closing the door each day, shutting out the world, spending time in his presence, yes, listening to his word, but also communing with and connecting with him in prayer. Determined to develop a walk of nearness to God. You know, just as there are different levels of listening, so there are different levels of blessing based upon our nearness to him. See, whether you belong to him or not, there are general blessings that come to everyone just because God loves us. Matthew 5:45 says, "He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous." Those are general blessings that come to everyone just because God's nature is to bless. But then there are special blessings that belong to his sons and daughters because we are heirs of the kingdom. Ephesians 1:3 says that God has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. And it goes on to list the fact that we're chosen by him, we're forgiven, we've received the Spirit as a deposit, we're loved, we've been adopted in the family of God, and on it goes. So there are general blessings for all, there are special blessings for sons and daughters, but then there are personalized blessings that come to those who walk closest with God. And God has given the invitation to each one of us to get in on those personalized blessings. He says, "Come near to me, and I will come near to you." I learned this summer while in Egypt that there are certainly blessings that come because we belong to the sheepfold of the Good Shepherd. As we are being led and we are being fed and we are being cared for by him, and that's true whether we're lagging 100 yards behind him or staying right near the hem of his garment. But I learned, and our leader confirmed what I always wondered, that the shepherd is always giving special nuggets to the sheep who walk closest to him because they're leading the others. And I actually experienced the difference between lagging behind as opposed to latching on while following our leader in Egypt. I often would be near the back with some of the slower walkers, and it just wasn't any fun. So several times I just committed to staying near the front of the pack and right on the heels of the leader. And not only was it easier to keep up, but he was talking the whole time. And I would say that at the end of the day, those who stayed close to him were getting 20 to 30% more than anyone else because he was teaching the whole time. And I remember thinking, "Lord, I want to be right where I can get the nuggets that come to those who walk closest with you instead of lagging 100 yards back." I want you to know he's got room for you at the front of the pack. Indeed, he'll make room for you at the front of the pack if you want to walk near him. So let him know that you want this to be a year of walking near to him. Well, the fifth secret is our letter C. It's the secret of commitment. I love this verse, Proverbs 16:3, that says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. See, when your plans reflect His and have come out of a place of listening, alignment, understanding, and nearness to God, He has an interest in bringing them about. And we want this time of fasting and prayer to be about getting on the same page with God in your life and committing your plans to Him. So this week, spend some time working through a plan in your quiet time for how you're going to use this fast and asking God for the areas of your life in which He wants to take you to some new heights. Now, first, think about how you want to use the time of fasting this year and determine what kind of fast you're going to use. Fasting at root is about doing without food in order to seek God. Now, you may plan to do that one meal a day, or maybe for some of you from sun up to sundown. Maybe some of you an extended period of days, 3, 5, or more days. Others may limit certain foods like sweets and sugars and resort to a Daniel fast. That's all about water and vegetables and fruit maybe. You can use all these or any combination, but I always say make it something meaningful, because if it doesn't mean anything to you, it won't mean anything to God. So set out your 21-day plan and commit yourself to it. Then once you've figured out your plan, spend some time talking with God about the areas of your life where you would love to be launched to new heights. Think spiritually in your commitment to Christ. Think emotionally and behaviorally. Are there places where you need to pursue freedom and see some bondage broken? Think physically. Are you on a healthy course, or could this be the moment where God sets you free from unhealthy physical habits? How about relationally? Anything that would take your relationships, your marriage, and family relationships to new heights? Vocationally, are you where you want to be, or do you sense there's something more for you? What miracles are you asking God for? See, don't make a list of 50 things, but a handful of things that could make a huge difference in your life. Write out the goals you desire to pursue in those areas, and then commit your way to the Lord. Ask Him to give you the supernatural commitment you need, the resolve you need to pursue those things. And then finally is the H. And that's the secret of hunger. The Bible says in Psalm 107, verse 9, He satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Matthew 5:6 says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. See, that's God's promise to you if you're hungry for the right things. He will satisfy the hunger of your heart. In fact, hunger is usually preceded by hatred. So I hate the way things are. I hate the fact that I'm not where I want to be. And it's that hatred that drives me and gives me hunger to change. Maybe I hate the fact that I'm 15 pounds overweight and I'm in bondage to food. So it drives me to change and get in the gym and modify my diet. See, without hunger, we get complacent. And complacency leads to apathy. And apathy leads to loss. And it's all because in our complacency, we've stopped doing the things that we did when we were hungry. If there's one positive thing about how ugly the Packers season was this year, is that will make them hungry for change and hungry enough to do whatever it takes to get back to playing championship football. I think about it. When Aaron Rodgers was 23 and was ascending, he was hungry. He put in all kinds of off-season work. I think at 35, he's grown a little complacent. And I hope he hates what losing feels like enough to go back and put in the same kind of work he did when he was 23 and just getting started. And it's the same principle in our spiritual lives. Our hunger must drive us. And so the most important thing is that we stay hungry for the things we're pursuing from God. So we're going to fast from food to let our physical hunger remind us, as it did with Job, that we want to hunger for the things of God more than our necessary food. He said that in Job 23:12. When you hunger for the right things, you are going to go to new heights. If you're satisfied with the way things are, then you can afford to be casual. But I hope as the new year dawns, you're saying, I can't afford to be casual anymore. I'm hungry for change. Friend, if you will bring that hunger to God and ask Him to help you make the changes you need to make, you will experience a launch that only He can give you. And that's my prayer for you in the new year, that through listening and aligning, through understanding and nearness, through commitment and hunger, you will pave the way for God to take you to heights you never dreamed possible. His word to you from Ephesians 3:20 is that He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or imagine according to His power that is at work within you. So friend, ask and imagine big because you're following a big God. And then come and join us next weekend as we begin our 21-day fast and we seek God together to launch us to new levels in the new year. God bless you and Happy New Year, everybody. Let me pray for you before we conclude today. Father, I thank you for this time that we've had together, and I pray there in the homes as people are listening now, as reflecting on their lives and where they want to go in the new year, as they're sensing in their hearts what you're saying to them. Father, I pray that this would be a year of revelation that launches people to new heights because they've heard from you and they've put it into practice. Lord, we surrender our lives afresh. We're looking forward to where you're going to take us. We're looking forward to this 21-day journey, Lord. We're asking you to open our ears and open our hearts, open our understanding to what you want to do in us and for us and through us. And Lord, we just look forward as we begin this together next weekend. We look forward to what you're going to do in our lives personally, in our church corporately. Father, we invite you to have your way. Do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or imagine. And we will give you all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Bless you, everybody. We'll see you next weekend.
Hey friends, that's all we have for today's service. But I want you to know we've so enjoyed attending online with you and look forward to starting the 21-day fasting journey with you very soon. In fact, the team has been working on a great resource for you for the fast. It's a completely redesigned Northwoods mobile app, and there are personalized resources to help you through the fast. If you haven't already installed it, you can find the app by searching for Northwoods Church in your device app store. Before you go, I want to invite you back next weekend as we resume our normal weekend schedule at all of our local campuses, and we'd love for you to join us as Pastor Cal continues our New Year's series called Launch Time. If you haven't attended a service at one of our local campuses before, I want to encourage you to check out northwoods.church for locations and service times at our local campuses. And in fact, if you email me, I'll help you plan your visit by connecting you with someone at one of our local campuses. And don't worry, for those of you that aren't ready to join us at a local campus or you live too far away to attend each weekend, then we'd love for you to stay connected by calling Northwoods Online your home. I've enjoyed attending today's service with you, and I hope that you have a great week celebrating the start of a new year with friends and family. Have a great week.